larger issue. The body language secrets and human behavior patterns about to be revealed may open your eyes so much, and you are going to be much more observant in all the future interactions you have. Functions of nonverbal communication. The various nonverbal forms of communication have a number of functions that can be summarized in four key points. They can substitute, complement, regulate, or accent a verbal message. Complementing. This is the use of nonverbal modes of communication to add credibility and support the verbal words. If the nonverbal language is perceived as genuine, the message is strengthened. If it appears to be fake, it casts doubt on the message. For instance, when you say you are happy, a genuine smile would complement the message. A fake one would place doubt on your confession of being happy. Regulating. Nonverbal language can be used to regulate communication. When having a conversation, you cannot keep mentioning that it's the other person's chance to speak whenever you are through with what you have to say. Nonverbal cues, such as folding of hands or lowering your voice, can signal that you are done. Substituting. This is where nonverbal language totally takes over verbal language. If someone stands too close to you and makes you uncomfortable, taking a step back can communicate that they are in your space. If you are disgusted by a certain behavior from a person, a facial expression can communicate that. Accenting. Nonverbal cues can also be used to emphasize, soften, or enhance the verbal message. When giving bad news to a person, you may hold their hand to comfort them as you release the bad news. When disciplining a child, you touch their shoulder to reassure them that you still love them, despite the anger you feel. Chapter 1. Understanding Body Language Cues. Body language is a way in which human beings communicate without the use of words. It also involves unspoken signals. This can take the form of postures, hand gestures, or facial expressions. People unconsciously interpret these signals without even realizing they are doing it. Take an instance where you are having a conversation with a friend, and their facial expression suddenly changes. You immediately can tell something is wrong, even without them confirming it verbally. The expression on the face of someone who takes a big bite of hot chili is enough to warn the rest of what to expect. People with an intention of deceiving tend to concentrate more on what they say, but pay no attention to their body language. It thus becomes easy to get their real intentions, feelings, and reactions by being keen on what their body indicates. When you know what to look out for, it becomes easy to point it out and interpret it. Here are a few body language cues that are necessary for you to learn. Eyes. They say the eyes are the windows to the soul. They reveal a person's true emotions, despite what they say. People say things such as, "Her gaze was cold," to show anger, hatred, or disappointment revealed in someone's eyes. The eyes may seem small compared to other body parts, but various parts of the eyes can create different expressions that tell different things. Eyebrows. People furrow their brow when they are sad or worried. It makes their eyes appear smaller. When happy, they raise their eyebrows, making the eyes bigger and brighter. This is the reason cheerful people are often referred to as bright-eyed. The eyebrows are also raised when the person is in a state of discomfort. Discomfort can be caused by surprise, worry, or fear. If you are having a relaxed and general conversation with your friend, and their eyebrows are raised,